Welcome to the Spiritual Warriors Unite podcast. This is your host, Troy Izmir. Are you suffering from ADD, adventure deficit disorder? Are you bored, living in quiet desperation? Have you lost your edge, your masculine energy, your inner athlete? It's time to reclaim your inner warrior through physical adventure and fitness so you can lead a more valiant life. Get ready to be inspired and empowered to develop your physical, mental, and spiritual strength to be of greatest service to each other, our community, and God. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is your host, Troy Izmir, and today's podcast is in partnership with Faith and Fitness Magazine, which you can find at faithandfitness.net. And I'm really excited about today's show for a number of reasons. We're going to get into that. But my guest today is Chris Dowling. He's the director and co-writer of Run the Race, which is going to debut this Friday, February 22nd. Chris is a writer, producer, and director known for his work on such films as Where Hope Grows and Priceless and the television series Repo Games. Hey, welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Troy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you here. And I know you have a big week with Run the Race coming out this Friday. But before we get into that, I'd love to hear what's one of your favorite scriptures and why does that scripture resonate with you today, Chris?
Galatians 2:20.
Okay.
Which is actually featured in our film. Okay. Specifically because it is my favorite verse. I'm crucified with Christ, no longer I who lives, but he who lives within me. And why is it my favorite? I think there's something so profound about the fact that, like, I've been crucified with this dude. Like, just to have a renewal and to know that somebody would sacrifice themselves for me, for everybody. Yeah. And that it causes me to no longer just be myself, but, to be a part of him.
Yeah.
And so there's always been something really, really powerful about that. And I think also there's Craig Phillips and Dean, something like that. Okay. But when I first became a Christian, like their song Crucified with Christ, like for whatever reason, it just crushed me. Like I would listen to it over and over again. So I think that, it was obviously birthed at that verse and it's kind of always been special.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I always like to kick off the show with some scripture and what a powerful way to do that. And like I said, Run the Race is going to be debuting this Friday, released this February 22nd. I saw the trailer. I can't wait to see it. As I was sharing with you before we started, I blew out my knee playing football in college, and I know that's a part of the movie. I'd love to hear just kind of the main premise of the film.
Yeah, it's very much a coming of age story. It's really between these two brothers, and they've kind of been dealt this really, really crappy hand, where they've got the mother who's died of cancer, and the dad walked out on him because he couldn't handle it anymore, and they just link up arms, and it's the two of them against the world, and really it's about a brother's love, and it's a lot about redemption and this broken family coming back together. And they both, each brother has, their kind of their faith journey, just part of the process. But it's really layered. Again, it's very much the things you deal with in a coming of age, moment in your life where there's first love and figuring out your place in the world and trying to, again, just make sense of this crazy life.
Mm, yeah. So what personally was it for you that attracted you to direct Run the Race?
It was two parts. A very good friend of mine who's an excellent producer, Darren Moorman, and I had been looking for something to work on together. So he called me about this project and was like, hey, man, we need a rewrite on this project, and I'd love for you to tackle it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Tim Tebow's involved.
That doesn't hurt, does it? I think a few of us have heard the name Tim Tebow.
Yeah, and Tim is just such an authentic dude, and I love what he does and who he is. So, I wanted to jump on board for that reason, and also because it's a story about two brothers, and I think that's a relationship that doesn't get explored a lot in films. And I don't know necessarily why that is, but I feel like we explore lots of other relationships, but the brother one is I don't know. I feel like that one's kind of left untouched in a lot of ways. So, growing up, my brother's my best friend, and I know Tim and Robbie had that same situation, and I just feel like it was something that really resonated and was a fun thing to tackle.
Yeah, and I think it's so important that brotherhood piece, whether it's actually a blood brother or just another brother in Christ. And I'd love to dig into that a little bit more because obviously this this film does revolve around two brothers and they're looking out for each other. Yet so many of us try to go through life alone. So what does this movie really say about that importance of a brotherhood, accountability, shared struggles?
Yeah, I love that you brought that up because a huge part of this also is the people that go and speak into these boys' lives when their father leaves. Mm. And you have Michael T. Williamson, who plays the head coach. And, I mean, he really takes on the fathership role, with the boys. And then they've got their godmother, who's still around, and that's played by Frances Fisher, and she's excellent. But she's also trying to do her best to raise them up. And then the pastor, Mario Van Peebles, he's in there too. And it's these other people that have, picked up the baton where dad left off. And I think we all need to, A, be looking at ourselves and say, who can we pick up a baton for? But also – you want people to do that for you when you're down or when you're hurting or whatever the case may be. And I think that, the story explores that and it does it in a really beautiful way.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. And I love that message about brotherhood and some of us don't have brothers, but if we can surround ourselves with other godly men, what difference that can make, especially when you're going through adversity in life. And it's so easy to isolate, struggle with loneliness. So what a powerful message that you guys are bringing through this film, Run the Race, about two brothers really looking out for each other.
Yeah, but also, and I think there's something about us too, just as men, we still kind of have some of that, the machismo about it, where it's like we don't. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to talk about our feelings a lot of times, or like we think we are alone, as you're saying. And I think that's part of the cool thing here is like watching these guys who, like, they're exposed and they're raw and it's showing, man, that even if you feel like you're trying to be tough on the outside, a lot of times, like, yeah, you are feeling lonely or you're crumbling, and it's about who can pick you up and where do you dig in when that adversity comes.
Yeah, and I think as men, and what I'm learning as I'm in this men's discipleship space and men's ministry, is that men do want to be vulnerable. They're just not quite sure how to go about doing it. And there's not a lot of environments that they can truly show up and be vulnerable. And I'm assuming in this movie, that's going to be something that we're going to be seeing, is two brothers being vulnerable.
Oh yeah, and in a big way, and yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a generational thing. Like, I'm not gonna say it's not a generational sin necessarily, but you're gonna be like your father before you. And I think we're slowly, as men, being told, hey, you can still be a man, but also, you can have emotions. Like,
right.
Between where my grandfather was to my father to myself, there's different. You can tell there's decidedly differences. But I think like you said, it's getting to a place where you're feeling okay with that. And these guys are, again, it's just these two boys, and they're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And you mentioned one of the characters, Coach Haley, and how he played a mentorship role in the film. What makes that mentorship piece so important as we're trying to exploring our faith and the struggles that we have?
Well, I mean, again, I think with anything in life, you want to be with someone who has been there before, and because they can pull you through. And you, like you said, you don't feel like you're alone. And it's tougher, again, if we're all going through it together. I mean, that's great. But if there's somebody that's been through it before, and they can, instead of us all trying to push forward together, but there's somebody pulling you forward at the same time, I mean, it makes it that much easier, right? Like, right. Again, that's why, we have struggles in life and we have things to overcome. But like, then God can use that with people to go and find the other person that's happening to. And that's how we're built as humans.
Right.
And I think that's why struggles are important. And I think that's why, when you have that struggle and you've been through the ringer, like, you got to be able to talk about it. And you got to be able to look at somebody, identify somebody, and say, hey, man, what's going on? And then when they tell you and they finally open up, you say, hey, I've been there, man. You can't, like, that pride has to go away.
Yeah, and I think we have to be purposeful in really seeking out that mentorship, because it's easy to kind of, again, stay in our isolation, stay in our struggle, stay in our battle, and sometimes, certainly praying about having a mentor come into our life, but being purposeful and really seeking that out, because it is life-changing.
Absolutely. And I think that, again, purposeful is the best word. Like, we are not built to sit around and just, like, wait. Like, everything about, I feel like Jesus is very much more of a verb person. And he's telling you to go and do things. And don't just be content. Like, And I think, again, and that's, you know, going out there, it's being the feet and the hands and the eyes of Jesus. And it's going out there and trying to, you know, raise people up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've only seen the trailer. I have not seen the full movie, but I know there's a theme of forgiveness in there. There's a lot of parenting in there. I'm a parent of two kids. They're adults now, but I certainly look back and I made a lot of mistakes, and thank God, you know, they're doing great. But there is a theme of forgiveness in the movie. So if you want to share a little bit more about that, I'd love to hear about, you know, that forgiveness piece in Run the Race and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, a big component of it is how to forgive somebody who hasn't asked for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And trying to be, especially when and for our characters, it's that strange scenario that I'm sure many people have been in where it's like suddenly the kids are more adult than the adult. Mm-hmm. And it's about, honestly, it's about them coming to terms with maybe their dad's never going to really apologize. And what does that mean? Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, and I'm, you know, not going to spoil or anything, but it was like, but then, you know, there's moments where dad realizes, hey, I am, you know, I do need, you know, I do need apologies. My behavior is, you know, it might not be excusable, but it's forgivable. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about, again, it's when the pride drops. And I think that is the big lesson, when you can come back and say, hey, I messed up.
Right.
I want to make things right. How do we do this?
Yeah. And also knowing our earthly fathers are less than perfect, and they are human beings, and we can turn to our heavenly Father and any gaps that may need to be filled in that area, that we can always turn to our heavenly Father. And obviously I love Christian films, and I love sports films, and to bring those two together, I'd love for you to talk about some of the challenges to bring this to the theaters, combining the Christian aspect and the sports aspect.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't necessarily a challenge. Okay. My challenge is anytime you're doing a faith film or a sports film is authenticity. Mm. And so again, when rewriting and creating and building out these characters and their situations, and it had to feel, again, lived in. It had to feel like real people having real conversations. And so, you know, that's always a challenge is to get it. But I was, you know, so fortunate to have a team that caught the vision and were awesome. And then, you know, these actors that were so good and knew their characters so well that we could, you know, play with the ideas and some of the dialogue. And then, but ultimately that authenticity, needed to bleed over into the sports world. And, actually it was really cool. Last night at the screening, I had, a bunch of coaches that were there, and they told me that it was the most authentic football scenes I've ever seen in a movie. So that was like really, that was really cool. Like, we stayed away from any cliched moments where it's like, you know, every single hit is like the hit of the century, where, you know, helmets flying off and bodies are in the air, and, you know, and so we don't do that. And actually, super kind of funny side note is, the first day of shooting when we got there, and this is never really a way to start shooting a film because the engine's not greased yet. You're just getting everyone together. But it so happened to be the same day that the high school that we were using as the backdrop and the setting for our characters, they actually, the real high school was having a championship football game against their rivals.
Okay.
And so, it was amazing. So there's 800 people in the stands, and the coach let me put my actors on the sidelines in full geared up, full uniform, pads, everything. They were running into the field. They were jumping. When the team would score, my guys would run out there and celebrate with them. Okay. My coach, Michael T. Williamson, was standing next to the real head coach dressed in the coach uniform, yelling at like the real players. And we had four camera crews shooting. I mean, it was crazy. And then we went back and we intercut that with the overnight shoots we did in the football, and it's pretty seamless. And so we have all this real football that was captured between four camera crews and intercut with our stuff. And you can't tell the difference. It's great.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. If you're getting compliments from actual football coaches that it's realistic, because I know we've all seen the football scenes that are far from realistic. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those parts of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, and like I said, hopefully we can catch it out here on Friday or Saturday here.
Yeah. And so I'm just kind of curious, what character in the movie resonated with you in particular? Is there any character that really stuck out to you in your own personal life?
You know what? I mean, I think when you write, there's probably little pieces scattered about in each character. But I mean, I think I'm very much with Zach, who is the lead character, because again, I'm 41 years old now, and I, you know, I still haven't figured it out. You know what I mean? I'm still walking through life, questioning and wanting to know more, and just trying to make sense of everything. And so I think I feel like I'm still on my journey too, much as he was on his journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably resonates with me the most. But again, you know, there's these great little elements of each character where, you know, it feels like it's a piece of you that's been sprinkled in, and that's great too, because then you have, you know, the audience has these different, you know, characters they find affinity for, and it's something that resonates with each person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, and just in the trailer, just seeing, you know, that Zach, I believe, blew out his knee, and that resonated with me because I blew out my knee my sophomore year, and just like, oh, all of a sudden my identity as a football player is completely gone. I'm like, who am I? I have no idea. So then start searching for all these other things and bodybuilding and weightlifting and all these things. And eventually God bringing me to my knees through this journey and understanding my true identity is in him. And so that definitely resonated with me.
Yeah, I think identity is a great thing in general, because it's like, where do we get our worth and our value? And like, I've got friends now that are getting, you know, and I say older, but like, you know, for actors, like some of them haven't really made it yet. And but yet they're 35 or 40 and they've kind of put all this other things off in life. And I'm not even saying they're Christians or not, but ultimately when it boils down to it, they've put all of their worth and if they're going to make it as an actor or not. And I've told them, like, you can't do that, because ultimately, like, if it doesn't work out, like, it's not going to work out for most people as an actor. And then they're broken and they're cracked and they're destroyed by that. And it's like, but again, what you're saying is like, your worth is the fact that the creator of the universe created you and said, hey, you're worth loving.
Yeah.
And that if you have to ground yourself, you have to, no matter what else you do, you can't find your identity in anything else. You have to find your identity in the fact that you are created specifically and specially.
Yeah. And I know, you know, this revolves around football. So how would you say this correlates as a microcosm of life? So how is sports a microcosm of life and kind of through this film?
I mean, I think just like in sports, we're always up against something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, whether it's a team sport or, you know, a solo sport, whatever the case may be, but like, and I think that's like life. Like, there's always a battle, and you're going to get knocked down, and it's how you pick yourself up. And in fact, and I always try to teach this to my girls, and it's, you know, it's an age old adage and stuff, but like, you learn a lot more about yourself in losing than you do in winning. And so I think sports can teach you how to be, give you a high dose of humility. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people, we all need to be reminded. And I think sports can wake you up pretty quick when, the underdog slaps you around and beats you, or, you know, you drop that pass you thought was a little layup or whatever the case may be. So, I think sports, it, just in general, it is a very much so a microcosm of life.
Yeah, and I agree. And it's funny, we do we at least for in my situation, learned a lot through a loss in my high school, and we end up winning the state championship. No, it was North Dakota, mind you, but it was still a big deal. Yeah. And we lost one game during the season, and it was the best thing that ever happened to us, because we can have that sense of pride and think that, hey, we got it all figured out. And I think that's kind of the same thing in life. When we get knocked down a little bit, like, oh, okay, I don't have this all figured out. So it creates a sense of humility. And I do think sports is a wonderful microcosm of life. So if you could choose one takeaway from the film, and that may be hard for you to do, what would you say that one big takeaway is from Run the Race?
One big takeaway. As far as like the audience or like their big takeaway?
What do you think, the biggest takeaway from your audience that goes to it would be that?
I really feel like it's the idea that life, real life, is messy.
Hmm.
But there's a path to get through it.
Okay.
And that's part of the film, the ingredients stuff. But ultimately it is finding the hope. And the reason, the people that love you and surrounding yourself in that, because real life isn't how it plays out in a lot of Christian films. And it's messy, and it doesn't make sense sometimes. But again, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you or that he doesn't care about you. And it's writing yourself in that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. So I know it's football film, Christian film. As far as the audience, who do you think should go see Run the Race? Is it for a specific audience, or how would you summarize that?
I would say the great thing is, even though it's a, you know, the backdrop is football, but ultimately, again, it's a coming of age story, and we're really finding that you know, the teens and young adults are really responding to it, which is amazing. And ultimately, there's other little tangents of like we're finding that mothers are really like finding out they're watching, they really want to take care of these boys, and the fathers are really responding to the father-son angle. So, even though it's across the board, it really is, I think, primarily built for kind of that young adult crowd that is craving, you know, again, you know, this is the age that loves YouTube and stuff. They care more about feeling like it's something, they're getting something real and authentic, than they do about something shiny and produced. So I think that's where it lands.
Yeah, great. So I like to ask this question. This is a show of hope. A lot of times people are struggling with adversity and kind of been knocked down a number of times. What words of encouragement, inspiration would you like to share with my audience that's really struggling right now, not feeling real hopeful, maybe feeling a little bit isolated, they maybe don't feel like they have a brother in arms in life?
Yeah, the thing that I want to stress is that you have value. You are loved because the creator of the universe loves you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it might be tough, and sometimes it might not look that way. But honestly, you got to take it at that point day by day. And you take that one more step and one more step, and you're going to get up that hill. You just got to keep moving.
Awesome. Is there anything else around the film that you want to share, Chris, that maybe I haven't talked about? And certainly talk about the opening, what the expectations are around that, and where people can see the film if it's going to be opening up across the country.
Yeah. I would just say, you know, If we as consumers and Christians want to see more films like this, it is extremely important to support these films and tell your friends to support these films on opening weekend, because if they don't do well opening weekend, they go away. And we've seen that time and time again. And if they do well, then Hollywood says, wow, we want to make more of these. And so it's very important to get out there this weekend and go see it and tell your friends to go see it. And so I'm just hoping and praying that your audience does that, and rising tide lifts all ships, and it's going to be a great thing for faith films in general.
Okay, great. And I didn't realize that. So it sounds like that weekend, that opener, is one of the keys to really spurring this on to success. And of course, we want to support what you did here, what Tim and Robbie Thibault did, and get behind this movement. And it sounds like it's a great story with a great message.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's fantastic to be involved with the Thibault brand, and it's a brand that you can trust, which is what makes this, it makes it such an easy sell, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Thibault fan. I will say my son did go to Florida State, but I was a huge Gators fan before he went to Florida State. But I'm going to cheer for Tim Thibault no matter what he's doing. I had the opportunity to hear him speak in Orlando one time, and we just know he's a upstanding guy. And through this podcast, Spiritual Warriors Night, we're just trying to build more spiritual leaders out there. And I think a part of that is supporting films like this and going out and just living our best life and glorifying God.
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure that it's good to know that you can still love Tim Thibault and be a Seminoles fan.
I'm an equal opportunity Gator Seminole fan. I may not win a lot of fans that way, but I'm just being honest. So it's all good. But hey, Chris, I know you got a big week this week. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I just wish you all the best of this film, and I know it's going to be make a huge impact out there.
Thank you, Troy. I really appreciate you having me, buddy.
All right, thank you, and I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in to the Spiritual Wars Unite podcast. Go watch Run the Race this weekend. Everybody, have a great day. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for joining me and other spiritual warriors, where we are building a social movement of men who are reclaiming their inner warrior through physical fitness and adventure for the betterment of humanity. If you find that the Spiritual Warriors Unite podcast is impacting your life, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. Until next time, go and lead a valiant life.